Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
In my time, the most popular holiday in the universe is Canadian Thanksgiving. Each year, the last remaining life forms gather together and eat whichever one most resembles a turkey. This year, we ate the octopod of Magnesia 6, but not before the mole man of Planet Dung got all racist and threw up in the perpetual motion machine. Another holiday ruined. At least this will cheer me up, though. Another message of doom. This time about a doomed expedition to a doomed cavern of a doomed sun.
Hand me that pail of water, would you? My throat is so parched, I can barely breathe. The dust is so thick in the air.
You require a whole pail?
Yes, please. Thompson, hand me that pail.
All right. Oh, I've never seen a man so thirsty in my life.
What's the temperature? Does anyone have a thermometer?
I'll check my thermometer. I carry one with me.
Of course you do.
It's 20 degrees Celsius. It's a fairly warm day.
Surprising.
Especially underground the way we are.
Yes.
We're so far underground.
We must be getting closer to the Earth's core.
I think so.
So the radiant of heat from the core of the Earth has made its way up through the mantle, the bedrock, and is making this cavern we're in as hot as it is. Excellent theory, gentlemen.
Thank you, Father. I'd like some water, too.
Yes, there's a little bit left.
Thank you.
A slight amount of backwash.
Oh, look at the way it splashes about in this container.
Yes.
Luckily, we brought this copper container.
Yes, this copper pail. Why would we carry a copper pail this far into the ground?
I don't know, Uncle, but it makes a lovely sound, doesn't it?
Do I have to re-educate you two on why we brought copper?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, Father. Don't give us another one of your long-winded lectures.
All right. Here it is. Copper oxidizes.
Mm.
What color does it turn when it oxidizes?
Green.
Green. And what is that also known as? Begins with a P.
Bile?
Not quite.
Mm. Money?
Not quite.
Piles?
Close.
Mm.
Precipitate?
No.
Pig's bladders?
Almost.
Oh.
Pianos?
No.
Oh, persimmons.
That's not it.
Oh.
Precious life?
Oh, I think that's it, Uncle.
Yes, you're right. Precious life.
Precious life.
Precious life.
But isn't that a little bit redundant? Isn't all life precious?
Oh, you're so naive.
What do you mean by that, Uncle?
Benjamin, you think all life is precious.
Well, that's because I'm a boy who sounds like a girl. Of course I feel that all life is precious.
Yes, you will be disabused of that notion soon enough, my young lad. Soon enough.
Oh.
Englishman!
Yes?
Englishman, the men have captured something.
What?
They have? They've captured something down here?
Where did the men do this?
Down the further below!
Further below? But there could be no life further below.
Englishmen, we believe we have found life further below!
Thank you, Umkunkwe.
Stay with us.
And now my reward?
Yes.
Yes, this copper pail.
This is for you.
Teeming with precious life?
Yes.
Yes. Well, why don't we take this copper pail and why don't we rip it apart and then use the sharp ends to cut those clanging chains off of Cthulhu's ankles.
Yes, Umkuku, you will be free. Let us cut the pail apart. Here we go.
It's Umkuku.
Sorry. Umkuku.
Umkuku. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
You are free.
And now we use the copper pieces to cut your chains, and you're free!
Umkuku is free and chooses to stay with you, Englishman. Ah.
But that's your reward. Don't feel that you're entitled to more. Okay. Freedom is enough.
Okay, but it's not... I mean, I'm not paid retroactively for further things I do for you, am I?
No. No.
So there are more rewards to come if Umkuku succeeds once again!
I don't know.
Technically, we'll see how it goes.
It could be.
That was the one pail we had.
Yes. Okay, then. Well, Umkuku will just linger for curiosity's sake.
All right. Take us to where the men are, Umkuku.
Further down!
Take us.
You see that Umkuku's men dug furiously down in the direction you told us to.
Yes, well done.
You see here that we broke through.
Ooh.
A thin part of cave wall.
Yes.
Into a cavern.
Oh, a cavern.
A cavern.
And this is where we have captured other life.
Ooh, other life.
Other life.
Precious life.
Precious life.
Oh, no, we've ruined the bucket that helps us capture precious life. How will we capture precious life without the copper pail?
We'll use Umkuku's men. They seem to know how to capture precious life.
Yes, but they're all slaves still.
Technically, Umkuku's men are good at discovering.
Oh.
Ah. Okay.
When I say capture, we've more surrounded it.
Oh, right.
Can you describe what you've captured?
Yes. Shorter than us.
Good.
Thinner.
Good.
Generally smaller.
So we can physically overpower whatever.
Okay. That's good.
That's very good.
And yet heavily armed.
That's not good.
When you say heavily armed, do you mean that it has weapons or that it has many arms?
I mean both of these things.
Oh, no.
Or that they might have just two arms, but they're very heavy.
It sounds to me like he has many arms. This thing has many arms and also many weapons.
You remember, Uncle, when your wife had breast cancer and then she had the chemotherapy.
Yes.
And then she got that edema under her arm.
Oh,
she had water arm. She had a huge arm.
Yes.
I remember quite painfully that edema. It's a shame I put her down.
Yes, but you saved the arm.
I did.
And do we have the
arm? We brought it with
us. Right here.
Good, bring the arm.
It's in the trunk. Here,
yes.
Let me unlock this.
This will be wonderful to help us if we're attacked by these tiny, thin men.
Yes, then we are also armed.
Let Umkuku carry that.
Yes, right. Let Umkuku.
You know what? I did put a shoulder strap on this thing. On the shoulder part.
Yes.
Here, Umkuku. Hang this around your neck.
Good.
It right. looks good on you.
Doesn't it?
It does not bad.
Does it suit Umkuku?
Slightly gangrenous. Did you smell that?
And yet it looks quite nice.
It looks
quite
good.
Nice.
May Umkuku keep this as a gift from the English!
You know what? If we survive this ordeal, then yes.
Umkuku celebrates silently inside.
We will have that big, fat water arm attached to your lower back.
Yes.
And you can use it as a prehensile tail to hang from maybe monkey bars or gymnasium equipment so that you could possibly participate in the next Olympics.
Oh,
excellent.
We get ahead of ourselves,
excellent.
Englishmen.
Yes, true. These are wonderful ideas.
Yes,
they are.
But let us plan for the future.
I'm so far ahead of myself. I think there's a lot of underground gas. It's affecting my thinking.
Now, look here.
Yes, go.
We have arrived.
What?
The opening to the cavern.
I'm going to put on at least one rifle just in case things go wrong.
I'm going to put on a mask. It filters out particulates in case there's any airborne. I only have the one. Sorry, gentlemen.
That's all right. I don't need it because I can breathe underwater. That's why you brought me along, Father.
Oh, that's
and Umkuku stays completely nude.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, please. Please let Umkuku wear this bag of glass that I have. It makes such a lovely sound.
Umkuku, your new reward for finding the cavern is a bag of glass.
Umkuku celebrates this victory over the Englishman and proudly wears a bag of glass around his loins.
Please dance and let us hear and see.
No. Oh, Umkuku reconsiders this decision as he dances.
No.
Oh, Umkuku will not show that he is regretting this completely.
Well done, Benjamin. You made him very happy.
I know, Father and Uncle, but look, the blood from his genitals is dropping on some sort of a disc, and it's starting to glow. Look over there.
It's rotating.
There's something opening, another portal.
Many portals. Benjamin,
in portals.
Your good work has found us a new portal.
Well, I have Portal Guard. Portal Dar.
Oh, you have portal dog.
Yeah, portal dog.
Ah, yes, he can sense the portals
everywhere.
I knew we brought you along for a
They're
reason.
They're everywhere.
Umkuku, thank you for bleeding on that disc and finding a new portal.
Umkuku wins again!
Uncle, please let me bind his genital wounds.
Fine. All
thank
right.
you.
Here, take this gauze.
Thank you.
Ha-ha! Long has Umkuku told his people he would one day have his genitals bound by a young Englishman.
And it has come true. You're a prophet among your people, aren't you, Umkuku?
Soon I will be king!
Soon you will be king, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
It is true.
That portal. The portal, look, it dilates open like a woman's vagina.
And it's bright and shiny,
just like
a woman's
vagina.
Yes.
Thompson, take this torch.
But
find me the clitoris.
Oh.
Ah.
If the metaphor holds true, there must be one.
There must
yes,
be.
Have you ever... In theory, there should be one.
Thompson. Have you ever seen a clitoris before?
In a book, yes.
But look at that stalactite hanging down. That looks to me like a clitoris.
Of course it does. Benjamin, thank you for pointing that out.
Well, now,
I hadn't put the torch that close to it to see,
but... Of course not.
Take the torch and gently circle it. Gently circle it.
Yes, burn it?
No!
Should
no,
I burn
Uncle,
this?
No.
To burn it.
Oh.
Have you ever been with a woman, Thompson?
Is it in a book?
In a book? Well, it's not the same.
It isn't.
Mkuku's people burn it.
Oh, well, oh. Then Mkuku, you
yes.
take this torch.
Yes.
Take this torch, Mkuku.
Yeah.
Oh. Thompson, you're not fit for this.
Very close.
And so, stoned vagina, I remove all pleasure you will ever feel with fire. Mkuku burns the clitoris.
Look. Look, it shrinks away into the ceiling.
It falls away. And it opens another portal.
There's two portals now.
Yes.
One on top of the other.
One on top of the other?
Wow, this is incredible.
We now begin double penetration of this cavern.
Oh, my God.
What should we do? Should we bifurcate? Or should we just split up?
I think we should stay together.
Yes.
I think so, too. Well, then maybe Umkuku can go in into the back way.
Oh, good.
And we go in the front way.
Yes, very
and
nice.
And we'll meet somewhere in the middle.
He's so bright, your underwater breathing son.
He is. He is. I love him.
What was that?
I felt that as well.
Oh.
I felt that as well. Quickly, there quickly. Was into the vagina, everyone. We don't have time to go out the back way. Let's go. It's time. Look. It dilates closed behind us.
Umkuku!
We're trapped! We're trapped! He's in the other portal.
Umkuku, can you hear us?
Umkuku hears you. It is dark where Umkuku is. Umkuku came in from behind.
You did go around the back after all.
Yes, can you hear Umkuku?
Yes,
can. Yes, we can.
I can hear you through this thin membrane. Yes.
I think we should just keep moving, and eventually we will reach each other.
Benjamin is so bright.
Yes.
He is. He's a bright boy.
Unless we start punching the sides of the walls, opening our own portal, and we can bring the two together.
Has anyone noticed how hot it is in here?
It's very warm.
It's very
bright.
Warm.
It's very warm.
Yes.
Umkuku, is it warm where you are?
Warm, yes. Moist, also true.
Warm and moist.
Warm and moist.
Interesting.
Gentlemen, look. Look this way. There's a river, kind of a rivulet of moisture.
Yes, a rivulet.
It's going in this direction. I say we should follow it.
We should follow it.
It must have a place where it comes out.
Exactly.
Umkuku, can you see any sort of moisture?
Yes, a rivulet. Long have Umkuku's people spoken of the rivulet inside the cabin, and so Umkuku follows.
We'll follow it. Hopefully we'll meet up in the same place.
Yes, either we'll find the source of this thing or the exit from this. Damn cave!
Yes, and I will use my secret, super sensitive nose to follow the trail of the smelly rivulet.
Did you biologically engineer this child?
Well, it's all out on the table now, isn't it?
I guess I did. All right, lead us!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Benjamin.
Yep. I think this is the way.
It is.
Oh,
yes, the smell is getting stronger.
And it's getting brighter the further we go.
Yes, I can
very
see that.
Very bright.
It's glowing.
What is that? Oh, and the heat is increasing.
Very
it's cold.
Hot.
Yes.
It's... Oh, my.
Oh, look, there's some strange markings on the walls of this cave.
Nkwuku, do you see markings on your cave?
I do, and a shining beacon of light!
Oh, we must be in the same place. Nkwuku, do you still have that pail or pieces of pail?
My reward, yes, and a bag of glass.
Oh. Well, keep the glass.
Yes. That's yours, that's yours.
Nkwuku keeps the glass!
Take one piece of copper and throw it towards the bright light. We'll see if we can see where it comes from.
Yes, yes. Good idea, Thompson. Excellent.
Mm. Excellent idea. It makes no sense, but that's why I think it will work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nkwuku now seizes one shard of his copper reward and flings it with abandon.
Oh!
What happened?
It was in the back of my head.
Father! That must be... We must be very close.
You... Are you behind us, Nkwuku?
Yes, I'm behind you.
Oh, turn around.
There he is.
You're like Loki of the Norse gods.
Nkwuku, what do you know of this shining ball?
Shining ball, long have Nkwuku's people spoken of the Empire.
The Empire of the Sun?
Tavern.
The Empire of the Sun.
Oh, the movie?
Yes, the movie. Long have we spoken of this
underrated
movie. Underrated. For it was the first movie to be shown in Nkwuku's village.
Oh. And so that is why you have paintings of Christian Bale all over your...
Yes, Christian Bale is an honorary member of Nkwuku's people. Mm. But that movie got us to speak about the Cavern of the Sun.
Ah, yes.
Another legend, much older than the Oscar-winning film Empire of the Sun. Oscar, was it?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. I'm getting no internet access down here.
Yes, true.
I can't check that.
Nkwuku's people was told it was an Oscar-winning film.
It must be.
So you know of this Cavern of the Sun?
The Cavern of the Sun is said to have belonged to an ancient people from long ago.
What? Are people more ancient than you?
How can that be?
Smaller, thinner, yet proportional, but heavily armed people.
You captured one of the ancient people,
yes.
Nkwuku.
Wait! Nkwuku is putting two and two together!
Yes!
We did indeed!
You found one of the ancient ones.
Then this must be true.
This must be
the Cavern of the Sun. It is said to hold many treasures and secrets of immortality.
And what happens when you find these people, these ancient people?
Legend has it, they kick your ass.
Well,
I'm glad I brought several rifles.
Me too.
Yes, I've got this particulate mask on. It's not doing me any good.
We can take these rifles and we can strap them to our bums so that when our asses are kicked, they won't hurt as much.
You misunderstand them, Nkwuku.
Right? That's what guns are for.
That makes sense.
You misunderstand, Englishman. The ass kicking is an honor the ancient ones bestow upon you.
Oh.
That will indoctrinate us into their tribe, in a way, will it?
We think so.
Oh.
No one has survived the ass-kicking.
Oh. This person that you saw before, did they have a name?
Yes.
Here it is.
Finally.
Everyone, listen. Quiet.
May you speak the name?
Oh, I can't.
Can it be spoken?
Can it be spoken? Is it he who cannot his name?
Is it tell him? Us?
Why won't he tell us?
Nkwuku has never spoken the name aloud.
Well, we've never heard the name.
Never heard the name before.
So, yes.
So Nkwuku is just going to go for it.
Yes,
please. Well, we don't know what happened.
Everyone take a knee.
Yes.
Take a knee.
Take a knee.
And listen to Nkwuku's words as he utters the name of the Ancient Ones for the first time. Jum Hada Kunkwanto Lump Polanumpantar Intofondong Tau Fom Bloop Dibidu Fom Tang Hup Quang To Nexalot.
Did someone call my name?
Oh!
No!
Well, look at him! He's so tiny and thin!
I heard one of the natives say my name.
So small, yet heavily armed with such a deep, bellowing voice.
That's right. We all are, and we all share the same name. But among ourselves, I'm called Gary.
Hello, Gary.
We pledge our allegiance to you, Gary.
Ah, yes. I see the four of you have entered the cavern.
Yes.
Are you ready for your ass-kicking?
Yes, but before you start, I have a question. Please don't do it yet. Yes.
What, Father?
What? I have a question for you.
I have time.
We came on this quest.
Well, obviously you've come quite a ways. You might as well have a question answered.
We've come to this jungle. I brought my son, my only son.
Thank you, Father.
Genetically engineered, but still his son. Yes, very still.
Very interesting.
Although there is some genetic material of a cabbage
Absolutely.
In you, so I can't claim full paternity.
I knew there was a cabbage in him. I knew it.
That's why you call me your little shoe. your petition. Yes.
What is your question?
Oh, all right, here's the question. We've come on this quest.
Yes.
And we desire to know, what is the meaning of existence?
The meaning of existence?
Yes, why are we here? Why do we prance about on these two legs, genetically modifying each other, putting bags of glass around? Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
We figured this out a long time ago, my people and I. Which is why we retired to the cavern, to be away from the others. Such as yourselves, such as Nkuku's people.
Oh.
You know me?
I know of you.
Nkuku likes this.
Yes.
Nkuku has a rep.
We retired to the cavern so that we may remain unaffected by the outside world.
I see.
For the outside world has one thing that we do not have.
What?
What is that?
Boredom. You people will do anything to keep yourselves entertained, such as tie bags of glass on your crotch.
Well, that's true. It's true.
It is highly entertaining.
It's very
funny. Quite funny.
It's
I liked when you hit it up and down.
It's just good. Good times.
I bled.
But here, there is no boredom.
Well, how can that be?
Because we have everything we need. Anything we want, we can have. Thanks to the power of this sun inside the cavern.
Oh, that's a sun!
It's a sun!
It's a sun!
Well, it's called the Cavern of the Sun. It said so on the disc outside the portal.
If there's a sun, Father, there must be a father to this sun.
Of course.
Yes, there is. In a further cavern.
What? Can you take us there?
Oh, no, no one's been to the father of the sun. No one's been there.
Father, you've got the gun pointed at his head.
When did you take my rifle?
Well, I took it when you weren't looking.
Well, you could ask.
Well, I needed to act.
He needed to act, Uncle.
All right, Gary. We haven't come all this way to be turned back now. To not find what we're looking for. It's ultimate power and riches. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
We're just so bored.
We're so bored out there.
I will take you.
Well, that was easy.
Well, that wasn't too bad at all. This isn't even loaded.
It's not even loaded. He's holding the wrong end to you.
I know. I had the butt against your head.
You're such an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Gary. What a silly
Gary, the problem is here, if you don't mind, do you?
Yes. No.
You've been down here so long that you've lost touch with the way people really are. You trust people too much. You've got to realize that people, they don't mean anything. And everything that they tell you is full of lies.
Oh, well then, I'll kill your father.
No! Father.
People don't mean anything.
Oh my God, I can't believe
I got caught in my own logic web.
He just killed my brother, your father?
My father?
Nkuku!
Nkuku shall now leave. His reward is from...
No! Nkuku,
it was good, everyone. Good times. Nkuku is out of here. Shit has really gotten real. Nkuku has nothing to do with this, Gary.
Nkuku remains.
Nkuku is a phony as well. Everyone is a phony. I can't live without a father. I've got to have a father, Uncle.
You will have a father.
Am I going to have the father of the sun as my father?
No, Nkuku will be your father.
Nkuku is now a father?
Your reward is this child.
Nkuku takes a white human as his property to do things, whatever he wishes, sell him or cultivate him.
Yes, you can grow me. I'm part cabbage.
And you are free to go, Nkuku. Unless Gary says otherwise.
Gary! Tell Nkuku your bidding.
This is very entertaining. I haven't seen anything like this in quite some time.
Perhaps you were bored until you knew what entertainment really was.
Yes!
Do you do this all the time? Is this a routine?
All the time! We wake up in the morning and we don't know what we're going to do.
No, we have no idea what we're going to do.
Nkuku's people are regularly greeted with every sort of humiliation. It is very entertaining.
Well, perhaps my people and I will come outside and see what this is all about. It seems to be quite fun. Gary! Other Gary!
Yes?
All the other Garys!
Yes?
Come with us! Yes. We're going to go outside and see a bit of a show!
I'm afraid!
I told you all how much fun the outside world is.
Look at all the people running around doing various things.
Yes, they all seem to be screaming in terror.
Yes.
And that's so amusing.
It's quite amusing.
I don't even miss my father anymore, because I have a new father.
Yes, Nkuku, what will you do with young Benjamin?
I will take him to the ports and sell him for whatever bag of gold I can receive.
Yay, I'm going to be sold.
And us? Uncle Gary, what will we do with our new lives?
Oh, that's a very good question. I say we go into business for ourselves.
What do you mean?
Like tourism. Tourism of the cavern.
Oh, we could put up signs and get more people to come in to entertain us.
Yes.
Or like a mystery spot.
I love it.
That's it.
Could I run a kiosk?
Well, depends if your new father will let you.
Cuckoo, father, could I run a kiosk, possibly for cotton candy, at the mouth of the cavern?
White human, if you work no less than 14 hours a day at it, you may run a kiosk.
I promise, father, I will work until I die in the sun.
Excellent! That is Nkuku's way!
Oh, I love his ways.
His ways are excellent.
Improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Nkuku, Lee Smart as Dr. Franklin and Other Gary, Nug Nargang as Uncle Thompson and Gary the Ancient One, and special guest star Scott Thompson as Benjamin and Another Gary, recorded at Illusionoid headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mark your calendars as Illusionoid has two upcoming live shows. First, Illusionoid will be part of Toronto's Big City Improv Festival Saturday, October 20th at Comedy Bar at 10 p.m. A festival pass is $35 and gets you unlimited access to all shows, including ours. Individual tickets are $10. Second, Illusionoid will be doing a Christmas show November 30th at 8 p.m. in the Comedy Bar Cabaret space. Tickets will be $10 and will be very limited, so get them early. That's the Illusionoid Christmas show Friday, November 30th at Comedy Bar in Toronto. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.